Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Connecting Women in Insurance with me, your host Julie. This podcast is about celebrating extraordinary women throughout the insurance industry. One of those women is joining me today, Ms. Amy Fail. She is the Senior Division Claims Manager with Allied Trust. Hi Amy, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do now.
Yeah, so as you mentioned previously, I am the Senior Division Claims Manager. I work with Allied Trust. That's a new title for me over the past 3.5 years. Thank you so much. Over the past 3.5 years with Allied, I began as the Complex Large Loss Subrogation Manager. Try to say that 5 times fast.
Wow, that actually sounds very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So being responsible for complex claims handling and trust a myriad of different capacities. So, represented claims, litigated claims, liability, large losses, fires, things of that nature.
Okay.
And I managed a team of adjusters on that complex team. And as of a couple weeks ago, now I am recently, as you mentioned, Senior Division Claims Manager, where I'm now responsible for all of our internal adjusters.
Nice. Okay, so what, I ask this to everybody, what made you decide on a career in insurance? Like, did you start out thinking you wanted to be in insurance, or did you fall into it like most of us?
So I think like most of us, I've only come across 2 people in my 15 years in this industry that ever mentioned, I grew up wanting to be in insurance or I went to school for insurance. And that was certainly not my journey. I was actually working in a call center. I was taking classes for nursing school, wanted to supplement my income, and so found a position at a company in Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm from. Taking FNOL or first notice of loss calls in a claims department. I started doing that part time, and I would say pretty instantaneously just fell in love with the process, got to experience that sympathy and empathy when you're hearing folks go through the worst time of their life in some instances. And so very quickly decided that, insurance was an intriguing environment. And so from that part time job, I escalated into customer service for underwriting, then moved into the underwriting field where I worked new business, renewal, escalated underwriting, and then decided I was going to take a 180 and moved into the claims world. Started off as an examiner, moved up the adjusting ranks, eventually got into litigation adjusting, eventually got into training, leadership, and that's where we are today. But in no way, shape, or form did I ever wake up saying, I want to be an insurance adjuster when I grow up.
Well, along that path, because that was a lot, like you have done a lot. Wow. So during that time, what obstacles did you face? What things did you have to take extra classes? Did you have to balance work and home? I mean, what all was going on in the background while you were doing all of this? Because that's fantastic. Like, that's a lot. And I'm impressed.
Well, I appreciate that. I'd say, I believe my journey has been a beautiful journey. Again, just falling into the insurance industry alone, I never realized the landscape and, what a large world, insurance is in general. As far as obstacles, I'd say, just learning the environment in which you're placed and kind of refocusing from a healthcare field into a totally different field was a little bit of an adjustment. Going from, being on your feet for 10, 12, 14 hours a day to a desk job is certainly an adjustment. But I had some amazing mentors along the way. I have to say that from, when I started in customer service toward moving into my underwriting journey and then eventually into claims, I've been extremely lucky to work for individuals that, always wanted to water the flower. And, the more you learn, the more you know, the more you know, the more you share.
Right.
So it's been a fascinating journey, but I'd say one of the things that I really appreciate about my specific journey is going from, you know, customer service into underwriting and then eventually into claims. I got to see, you know, different areas of insurance that perhaps, you know, adjusters that are just starting out do not see. So understanding, you know, how a policy is written, how rating goes into policies, the market space that we're in, dealing with customer service, you know, knowing how to empathize with insureds and knowing how to speak to folks whenever they're going through a difficult time, I think it's been extremely helpful. Moving into a training landscape allowed for me to, you know, give back from some of the learning that I got whenever I was in, you know, in the adjusting and the underwriting world, and putting myself into the shoes of, you know, other strong women and men that helped me flourish my career is something that I very, very much value today.
So what part of nursing, I mean, like when you were going to school for nursing, what was it?
I was going to a technical college. I was also working as a ward secretary and a med-surg tech at a very small hospital in Bamberg County that unfortunately is no longer present today. So, yeah, that's what I did.
I would think that probably was such a strong foundation for what you do now. And I know that seems silly. How would nursing possibly prepare you? But it probably prepares you better than anything else because, well, number one, customer service. You have to show empathy. You have to, and you have to be genuine about it. Like, you have to be a person who actually cares. But note-taking, like, seriously, when you're a nurse, you have to write down everything that's being said, and you have to take notes, and you have to keep up with information on each patient, which is what you have to do in claims. So I think that's a pretty neat transition. Like, I can see how that happened and how you would find insurance and claims very interesting with that background.
Yeah. I would say that's actually a very good observation, Julie. I do want to clarify, I never was a nurse. I went to school for nursing, so I was working remedially. But you are 100% correct. Charting and being able to empathize was something that I could absolutely apply to an adjusting career.
Right, and deal with, even just the classes you took, dealing with difficult people, because people in traumatic situations, be it health or their home is messed up or whatever, they're not always at their best. Or the one thing that you don't think about, the one question, may trigger just be that icing on the cake that just makes them snap for a minute and they let loose on you. And it's not you. They're not upset with you. They're not mad at you. You just happen to be there. And how do you deal with that? And I think the classes you took probably really did help with that in some ways, you know, because in insurance, people's homes are messed up, sometimes completely destroyed, and you're the one they're talking to, and they let it all out, and it's okay. You know, you need to be that soft place for them to land, and then you need to redirect, as you've probably experienced, redirect them to focus on, let's take the next step so we can go forward and we can move forward. This was traumatic and this was awful, and I am so sorry this happened, but we have to get you back to your new normal now. You know,
absolutely. One of the things that I teach and impart upon anyone that that I take under my wing when you're dealing with an insured is, you know, and I echo this over and over, is, you know, as an adult, you know, buying a home ownership or renting a home is sometimes the largest investment that one makes in their adult life. And so to experience a loss to the largest investment that you make in your life can be extremely traumatic. And knowing how to navigate that with someone is intrinsically important to both their well-being, but also in servicing the claimant. And that's what we're here to do, is service our policyholders.
Right. Okay, so in all your many experiences through insurance, did you ever make a mistake or a decision and you thought, oh, I'm fired, that's it. I got to pack up and go. But you learned from it, and the lesson you learned helped you in your career either immediately or down the road.
I can honestly say without trepidation that I have made many, many mistakes in my career. Yes. Anyone who's not willing to fall on the sword is probably lying to themselves at some point. So absolutely, I have made mistakes in every journey, and I'm sure I'll continue to make mistakes. But, you know, that's how we grow. And, you know, I think some of the more remedial mistakes that have always been, you know, learning points for me is, you know, again, customer focus, customer centric, being able to empathize. You mentioned briefly, you know, people unloading on you.
Right.
That happens quite often in the claims world, and understanding that sometimes that vitriol isn't meant for you. It's meant for a situation, and understanding how to navigate that is super important.
It is. It really is. And I agree. Okay, so tell me this. Who was or is the most influential person in your life and or career, and why?
That's a hell of a question, Julie. I have had many, many influential people in my career. Well, I guess we'll keep it to career. But, you know, I think it goes without saying my initial underwriting customer service manager, Carol Cooper, who is now retired, had it not been for her wisdom, her guidance, I do not see myself in this career more than a short term, in more than a short term capacity. I've also had amazing claims leadership over the years, specifically a gentleman by the name of Mike Sandlin that I worked for as a litigation specialist. His guidance, his wisdom, his positive reinforcement and feedback was something that, you know, really, really drove me into wanting to continue to pursue, you know, further goals in my career. And obviously, now that I'm an allied trust, you know, I have to speak for Ron Ligocki and Brian Kiefer. Those are two leaders that have given me, you know, keys to do the things that I need to do, the tools necessary to be able to do that. And having that leadership support has just been, you know, absolutely breathtaking.
In every episode, one of the things that stands out and is brought up in different ways is that if you are willing to put the work in and you're willing to learn, there are more people in the insurance industry that are willing to help you than to not. Like, there are so many great people that will lift you up and help you and give you the little push out of the nest you need, or hold you back a minute so that you can learn a little more. But I think that's awesome that you've had such great mentorship. And it says a lot for you to be noticed by people in those positions that are willing to step out and help you. Because if you didn't have the work ethic you do, and if you didn't put forth the effort you do, you probably would still be at the, you know, you probably wouldn't have advanced like you have, you know.
Yeah.
But people do help you. And you probably notice people within your organization, like, I could see them doing this. I see they're really strong in this, and you're willing to step out and take the extra effort. I think that's amazing.
Well, I think I was just incredibly fortunate throughout my journey in the insurance industry to have great leadership. But when you have great leadership, it also, you know, imparts wisdom on you as you learn on your journey as well. And so I try to take away the good that I've learned from, you know, many, many people. I'm sure, you know, lots that will remain unmentioned. So no offense to anyone who wasn't today, but having that leadership has really encouraged me to lead with, you know, to lead by example as well. And to, you know, to water the flower, to help people learn, to help people grow. And whether that's to grow here with me or whether that's to set an individual up for success down the road in a career elsewhere, you know, that's what I'm here to do.
Right. And that is the best attitude to have. It's not so that you can keep people. It's to release them and let them be what they're supposed to be. I love that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what advice would you give to women listening that want to move forward in their careers, no matter the industry? Like, what would be your one or two pieces of advice that you would give?
Absolutely. I'd say number one, maintain a positive attitude and know that you're capable of accomplishing goals. You know, specific to adjusting and insurance in general, it can be a very thankless job. It can be very daunting at times. But maintaining a positive attitude is number one. It's paramount. Knowing that you can achieve those goals is paramount. But then you have to put in the work. You know, you can't expect to show up for, you know, a 9 to 5 and be handed something. You have to learn, you have to grow, you have to, you know, continuously educate yourself and seek courses, seek mentorships that will lead you on your path. So, you know, communication is key. Being able to network is absolutely paramount. And being able to take and pull from folks that you do network with and that you do have in mentorships is absolutely paramount. The day that you feel like you know everything is the day that you should probably step into another field, because we all can learn something new every day.
I agree. That is wonderful advice. I like that. Okay, we're going to switch gears here, and I'm going to ask you some fun questions. So I want you to just off the top of your head, answer them however, whatever comes to mind.
Okay.
All right, so what's your favorite hobby or pastime?
I am such a methodical thinker, Julie. You hit me with a curveball, and it seems like a very simple question. Ironically enough, I'd say a really big hobby of mine is advancing myself and my knowledge in the insurance landscape. So I know that's a cliche answer, but as far as work goes, I mean, I'm very tied to my career and wanting to be the best that I can in this industry. Absent that, you know, a little fun fact or hobby is I really enjoy going to zoos and botanical gardens. So any city that I'm in, even if I'm traveling for work, one of the first things that I like to do is look up, do you have a zoo? Do you have an aquarium? Do you have a nice botanical garden? I like photography. So I'm a very, very amateur photographer, but I like to carry the camera around with me and capture landscapes and things of that nature.
Interesting. Well, next time you're in town, you'll have to set aside a couple hours and we'll head over to the botanical gardens here. They're really pretty and nice.
Absolutely. That sounds great.
We'll take cameras. But it is a beautiful place, and I have done many photography shoots there. So it's a beautiful place. We'll have to go.
Awesome.
Okay. So if you were, this is you personally, okay? If you were a kitchen appliance or office supply, a piece of equipment, what would you be and why?
Ooh. Interesting. A kitchen appliance. I don't know, maybe a dishwasher. It's functional. It's helpful. It takes the strain off of having to do things manually. An office supply.
Either
maybe a
one.
Stapler. Maybe a stapler.
Okay.
You want to be the staple that holds everything together, right?
Nice.
The glue that holds everything together.
Very good. All right. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Wow, I have so many of them. I'm a little bit obsessive compulsive. So I'd say probably like table manners are a big pet peeve of mine.
Very good. I like that. Okay, if given a chance, what job would you love to do? Any job in the world? Like, what would you like to try?
I think something with marine biology. I could very easily go back to say I want to go back to the medical field, because that was something that I was super passionate about. But I'd say marine biology, being able to do something outdoors on the water, taking care of animals would be super cool.
Okay, so next time in your automobile, just set aside a whole day and we'll go out to Dauphin Island to the Marine Biology Center.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. We'll make a whole day of it. Okay, so last one, if you could instantly master any language, what would it be?
Spanish.
Why?
I just think that, you know, being bilingual is something that I would strive to do if I had the time, being able to communicate with others. You know, Spanish is a language that we see quite often in the United States and the surrounding areas that we're in. So being able to communicate, you know, would aid in travel, where you don't need, you know, your Google translator. So I'd say definitely Spanish if it were for a functional language. Also, I just think, you know, any love language, French, Italian, you know, all of those are just beautiful languages.
Right. I agree. Okay. So you have just recently been promoted, but where do you see, what direction do you think the next leg of your journey will take you? I guess this is kind of a new leg of your journey. So where do you see this taking you? Maybe 5 or 10 years down the road?
Honestly, I'm open to anything. I'm an open book. So right now I'm really enjoying the leadership and the mentorship that I'm able to provide to others. I would really love to get into understanding reinsurance on a broader scale than what I'm into now. But, you know, having said that, I really love the area that I'm in, being able to help people. So, you know, just whether that's continuing my career in the adjusting management phase, executive management phase, obviously, is something that I would be focused on, but I'm open to anything. I mean, hell, I fell into insurance, so I'm sure I could fall into anything within that landscape and be and you know, apply myself.
I love it. Okay, so as we wrap things up, is there any, like, what is the one takeaway you would want people to take from this conversation we've had?
If you're looking to get into the insurance space, it is a very valuable career to insert yourself in. Being able to help people in their time of need is extremely important. And it is something that, you know, while we're in a thankless job, you know, sometimes in adjusting, it is something that is very fulfilling, you know, mentally and emotionally, to know that you've helped someone. So, you know, if you're looking to get in that career, being able to apply yourself, you know, align yourself with good mentors and good leaders, never get into a spot again, as I mentioned earlier, where you think you know everything. Being able to apply yourself and know that this is a, you know, a rewarding career, but, you know, something that takes a lot of work and effort. Never get into the landscape to where you, you know, process claims. You adjust claims. You're here to help people. And so, you know, and I'm here, you know, as a resource. You can find me on LinkedIn or any other social media device. I'm always happy to have conversations such as this one to, you know, help other people, you know, along their journey in this field.
That's awesome. You know, I saw saying the other day that, oh, it's been about a month or so ago, and it goes with what you're saying. If you're the smartest person in your circle, you need a new circle.
Yes, you have to expand your circle.
Yeah, because you do. It's you never want to, you really never want to be the smartest person in the room, because you want to always learn. You know, you want to be able to give and contribute, but you always want to learn too, or you should always want to learn.
Absolutely. I know. Absolutely. I do. It's a great philosophy.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to do this with me today. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank everyone who joined us. And if you enjoyed this episode, I want to ask you to like and subscribe below. And we will see you next time on Connecting Women in Insurance.
Absolutely. Thanks, Julie.
Bye.